feeling like I'm holding a cup of chips.
Yeah. We had to come back. Came right back to get that loot. No, I had to finish what I started. Yes, yes, yes. No, it ain't too late to turn around. What up, everybody? It's he cousin.
And it's she cousin. And we're back.
To finish what we started.
Yes. This is your daily dose. Weekly dose.
Weekly dose.
Of cousins on the Cousin Time podcast.
Cousin Time.
So we have a little bit more structure this week.
Just a little bit.
Trying to get our shit together, mm-hmm. You know, as the young folks say. This week we will have our catch up. We have a couple segments we're gonna throw at you.
Yes, yes.
How we would have handled it, how we give you our perspective on social situations and how we would have dealt with them.
Yeah.
Also, we have a cousin's gonna talk about the battle raps from the past week.
It's crazy weekend, man. Crazy weekend.
I have a segment called Boy Shut the Fuck Up. The title says what, you know. You know what's gonna happen.
Somebody get that boy and tell him come over here.
And then, you know, a couple questions we're gonna throw at you guys, you know. A
couple hypotheticals.
Yeah, a couple hypotheticals. So, we're gonna take you out with cousin. Who are we listening to?
Right now? Right now, you listening to Busta Rhymes, Extinction Level Volume 2. Not Volume 2, just Extinction Level 2, just 2. You listen to You with 4 U's with Anderson .Paak on the feature.
It's a lot of U's.
It's a lot of U's.
But he do say that many.
You got Busta.
All right, guys.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back, but let Busta take you out. You don't want to buy my food, that nigga. And I'm screwing you all just a little, probably like a bunch of new rap niggas. And I'm claustrophobic, and I think you better move back, nigga. Move back now. Please get away from me, and I don't even want to talk about nothing. Shut up, no. My money get what it's supposed to be, that's when a nigga guns start busting. So, cousin.
Yeah.
How was your week? Since last week.
You know what? My this week went by pretty quick.
Went by fast as hell.
I don't feel like this week was I was just chilling. Why did this week go by quick? I was in a good mood this week.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It definitely went by a lot faster. Like, the year is over in 3 weeks.
That's fucked up. I don't want to say that's fucked up. That's fucking crazy.
The year next week is
Sorry,
Christmas.
Mama. I know my mom will listen to this.
Listen, I know my mom will listen to this, and we love you, and we want to say from your children...
Happy Mother's Day. It's always Mother's Day.
To our Piscean mothers, we love you.
We love you.
We love you.
From your fellow
and
Piscean.
And you know our hearts, and you know that I curse because of who my ancestors are.
But Mama, I don't know if you know I curse, but sometimes I be slipping. But every day I'm getting better. Not at cursing, but just as a human. What are we smoking?
Oh, this is my personal favorite. I know a couple people kind of afraid of this, but this is called Hog's Breath. Yes, Hog's Breath, like a hog, like a pig, his breath. Just like this, and I love it.
And then got a little Hog's Breath. That's what we smoking today.
In the backwood.
No, but this week was laid back. Work was I. I mean, nobody pissed me off, and, you know, and that's saying something in where I work. You know what I'm saying?
My week was pretty cool. Work is terrible. If you guys don't know, I'm a massage therapist, not a masseuse. I don't do that because y'all niggas don't pay enough. But work was light. And it's usually like this at the end of the year, but COVID definitely isn't helping the amount of work I don't have right now. So, you know, I'm just trying to remain positive. You know, I got a bunch of sad shit that I'm doing. And I'm just working on that, getting ready for Vegas. I'm going to Vegas for a week, guys, and I'm so excited, which means I'm going to have lots of stories to tell when I get back after the new year. So, yeah, but, you know, work and my week was it was cool. I'm ready to get back to the gym. I can't wait to go back to the gym tomorrow.
I need to get a gym membership. Yeah, man, I'm thinking get swole on y'all, man. Eat salads on y'all and get swole. Y'all ain't gonna even see it.
I cannot. Not eat salads.
Yeah, salads.
Oh, no.
Careful. I read a post. shut up. I read a post recently that said that Pisces were clumsy. And ever since I read that shit, I've been knocking shit over everywhere I'm at. Man.
That's crazy.
Nigga, I told my cousin, man, she went out to have a bite to eat today.
The house went to hell and while I was gone.
My ass flooded the house. my ass flooded the house. In here, talking to my nephew on the game and stuff, and I was gonna give my dog some water, but he ain't have no water in his little jug that I had for him. So I was filling the jug up, and I was washing clothes. I was doing a whole lot of stuff. I was being productive as one could be on his off day, and was listening. I was like, man, it sounds like some water running, but just was like, man, that must be the washer. And then I walked to the kitchen and was like, holy crap. Water everywhere.
Huh, I come home and I'm like, why is the light on in the living room? There's nobody in the living room. And if you don't know me, I'm also a light Nazi.
Don't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what's words. I am very, very strict when it comes to the amount of electrical usage in my home because ComEd not getting them all my money. Fuck you. But anyway, I'm like, why is this light on? And I'm like, the floors, everything looks like clean but wet. Like, what is happening? Because, like, I flooded the kitchen. I was like, how?
But I mopped the floor.
He did. He cleaned it up.
Washed the towel.
But I broke your candle in your room.
Because I'm so clumsy all
the time. I was just like, how did you break my candle in my room? Well, I was grabbing the fan and then it, like, I tripped and it, like, fell and it broke. And I was just like, okay.
I had to tell the whole truth. Yeah. At one whop, yeah. And was trying to do it.
Like, but every time he told me something, he forgot something else. So he's like, oh yeah, so then I did this. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I was only gone for a few hours. All right,
that's enough about me. Enough about me. But yeah, I just want to know, are Pisces, are we clumsy? Let me know. No, man. I don't like that. I wasn't clumsy none of my life. I never failed.
I cannot. I mean, Cousin Sam he has the balance of a goat.
A goat.
You have to balance.
Not one of them, like,
not the bone
goats
you dropped earlier. That is. Because that's how it started.
Because if somebody would have hit me, I would not have failed. And broke, especially. Mm-hmm. Unless you hit this floor. The floor of my house is hard. It's hard as hell.
Yeah. It's,
but what
it's
about not, you, Cousin? How was your outing?
It was good. We went to the sugar factory. And see, here's the thing that's funny. Because, you know, it's quarantine and, you know, all that, you know, lockdown and you're not supposed to be going out doing stuff. But they have restaurants open for outdoor dining. It's in Chicago in December, which means it's cold. So then you put up a tent outside to enclose the outdoor eating area, which makes it indoor dining. Just open the fucking restaurants. Like, that was the thing that was irritating me. I'm like, so you take outdoor dining, and the whole point is to be outside, air's constantly circulating, you're not enclosed in a space, especially with a bunch of people you don't know eating. Okay, I get that. It's Chicago. It gets cold, shit, in September. But we've been very good this year. Thank you, Mother Nature, for blessing us with that. I appreciate that. But now it's December. It's getting cold. You can't get past it. Put a tent over the outdoor eating area. Doesn't that make it like a small building of sorts? It's a temporary building, but it's still a building, which means I'm still enclosed in an area eating. And you put heat lamps outside. to make it heated so people can stay. When you know what else is heated? The restaurant.
And people breath. Y'all just blowing hot breath and hot air.
So, and I'm still eating in an enclosed area.
You eating in breath.
No. I'm not eating in breath. Cannot. Shut up. But yeah, so... But we had to go all the way to Rosemont to do that because you can't eat indoors in Illinois.
You want me to hear something stupid? So Best Buy said they don't want to do. Damn, I told y'all where I work. And his weed is good. they don't want to have Black Friday, but then they had. Three sales.
Black Thursday.
They know they had sales for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Which was pretty much like having Black Friday for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Without being open throughout the whole situation.
Right.
And I was just like, so y'all still got a whole bunch of people in the store. And now,
now you've given people multiple times to come back to the store to get this same deal.
It's.
As opposed to just this one day.
I cracked this joke. It's a little dark humor. Is that these deals must have been to die for. Because that y'all was coming out.
I hate you.
Yeah, like,
but y'all niggas were showing out. Showing I saw out, Best man. Buy. I saw that line.
Ridiculous.
Disgusting.
And then it was getting cold, so people was like, I don't want to stand out here in the cold. And I was like, it's 300. Man, it was going crazy. Everybody ordering online, mind you. And everybody want their item in an hour. And I'm just like, yo, in between, people asking me what's the difference between phone cases and stuff like that. I got to go and run other different. It's just a whole lot. It's a whole lot. And then they brought the people that were standing outside inside. I believe when I left one day, the police had to come by there. I don't know.
But yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
But that was my week.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of guys coming out getting the deals. You know, I say I go to work. I hang out in the back. You know what I'm saying? You want to know what else lit? Xbox did that mobile gameplay shit on this.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
If you
I couldn't even go to sleep.
Are part of the Xbox family, even though this is not sponsored by Microsoft, but we would love to be sponsored by Microsoft because your girl cousin and your boy cousin, we've been rocking with y'all for a long time and we're owed something in return.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug, yes. But anyway, if you have the Xbox app on your phone, you can remote play from your mobile device. As long as you have a Bluetooth controller and play any game on Xbox that you have on your phone, it's amazeballs, and y'all should be a part of that.
It's decent. Yeah. But that was the catch up. That was my week. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell them to run a little something, pick something off the cousin playlist.
So we have our first hypothetical, and this one came from cousin to me, and the question is, who would you need to see take the COVID vaccine in order to convince you to take it? So cousin, who would you have to see take it in order for you to feel okay with taking
it? I had asked myself this question, and was really wrestling with it, because I was like, my answer would probably be my mom, just because it's my mom. And but it's like I think because of her occupation, she may need, there may be mandatory, she might have to take the vaccine in order to work there. But like for where for my occupation, I don't have to take the vaccine. So it's like, would she be given the vaccine provided by her job, or would she still have to go and get it on her own situation? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. My mom would probably be the answer, but I would just have to see the climate of the world for real. And to see, like, if I really want to put myself in that situation. Because we was talking, me and the guys, who was on the game, we was talking and was like, that vaccine, they get that vaccine, and then all of a sudden, 28 days later.
Yeah, 28 days, 28 weeks, hell, fucking dawn of the... Any zombie situation can be started from one mutation because everything is constantly changing. But, I don't know. I was thinking about this all while I was out earlier, and I was just like, who could I see take it? And I'll be like, that's what I'm gonna do. Like, I believe it. I don't know if there's anybody I feel that strongly about where I'm just like, yes, because at the end of the day, you taking it doesn't affect me because I still have to live with whatever side effects come from it. So you could take it and be perfectly fine. And then I take it and then my fucking arm fall off. Right. So I don't
Everybody experienced that situation.
Everybody experienced it different. So I'm like, I don't know if there's a person that I can see taking. Now, I'm not opposed to taking it, but I personally feel like it's way too soon for y'all to have a viable vaccine nationwide, like worldwide, that works. I feel like it's just too soon for that.
Having that vaccine makes it this early makes it seem more and more like this was pre.
Like, yeah, it was something that y'all already had. Hello, outbreak. The whole movie is basically fucking what we live in right now. If you don't know what Outbreak is, a movie with Dustin Hoffman, Morgan Freeman, Donald Sutherland, and Cuba Gooding Jr. about how this virus somehow mutates and makes its way back to the States. And before they did that, the United States government, Morgan Freeman and Donald Sutherland, had a vaccine that could have stopped it. But in order to protect their asset, they didn't say anything. So then it mutates, makes it here, and now they don't know how to stop it. And they have to wrestle with the idea of bombing an entire American town in order to keep their secret. But Dustin Hoffman, who doesn't listen, found out what was really going on, was able to get, you know, the cure, you know, save the day, but at great expense with the United States people, the American people, and the United States government. So yeah, you know, a little conspiracy theory. This movie that came out like 95, so it's pretty old. I just dated myself, but it's a good movie. I love it. I don't care. But yeah, I feel that if they was like, we're working on a vaccine, we're gonna be able to start trials soon, we want to get this produced in the next year or so, these are other ways you can prevent it to help yourself, other medicines you could take, anything else. Was like, yeah, we got a vaccine. It's like, damn, already?
Y'all don't even have
a vaccine for the cold, the common cold. You tell us people every year, we don't know how to stop it, where it begins, how it starts. You don't have a vaccine that completely 100% stops the flu, because if you get a flu shot, you still get sick.
Let me tell you.
I could go on and on about this.
I don't trust the establishment right now for them
to be handing me
out whatever they deem is what I should be taking. And that's the bottom line. That I don't trust y'all. Because like, you know, I guess, you know, you want to talk about the vaccinations I had when I was a kid, like for like the measles and all of that and all of these other things. It was like those was actually things that was happening. Like, I don't even know if y'all did that.
But that's why a lot of people stop vaccinating their kids.
But I don't know, man. It's just like, for me, I don't trust what y'all doing. I said,
Royce
had that line in one of the songs, and I am a big fan of Royce da 5'9", and he was like that he felt like the fact that he got one of his boys vaccinated was like the reason that he might have got whatever
autism
or something like that. Yeah, so
that's why a lot of people did stop, because it was, you know, these side effects, and that was one of the side effects.
That's just rough, man.
I'm like, it's so different when now we're adults and learning about all the shit, you know, things that happened when we were kids. We was like, oh yeah, you know, you feel like you're gonna do the exact same thing when you raise your kids. Like, you know, that's what my mama did with me. So like, why wouldn't I do it? But then you find out all this other stuff underneath it. You're just like,
I mean, you just gotta be like, careful.
So y'all niggas been lying the whole time. And yes, the United States medical system has always, its history is based on them testing on black people. So naturally, we're all very skeptical about this. If you are part of a population that you're greatly affected, elderly, you know, immunocompromised, I get it. I understand it. But for me, I'm relatively healthy, you know. Some things that could be a little bit better. But you know, I'm pretty good. I don't want to take it. Not this early. Now, if you're telling me in a couple years, you know, y'all done ran the trials, the side effects, all of a sudden, like the side effects aren't even known. They just gave out the first dosage in the UK, and it's already coming back that one of the side effects is Bell's palsy. And if you know what Bell's palsy is, it's when one side of your face goes temporarily numb for an undetermined amount of time, usually within some weeks, or it could be up to a year. But that's a side effect that I feel like people should know before they take some shit. But that's just me personally. So let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Who would take the vaccine? Who could take the vaccine for you in order for you to feel confident enough to take it? Send us your responses at cousintimepodcast@gmail.com.
What's happening? And we back.
Again. You know. And this segment is battle raps. Over the weekend, you know, a couple of battle raps, you know, happen on the YouTube, you know, with URL and stuff. And Cousin is all about the music. If you did not know, we'll have a segment on about a little bit about Deep Beast a little bit later on. But right now, this is about other people. So. Cousin, what was the battle raps over the weekend?
We had Smack Volume 6. It was celebrating, I don't know how many years, but they was the theme for this battle rap card was like going back to the block. So they had been inside for a couple battles due to the pandemic and stuff like that. But they was doing it outside. I think they said they did it on one of like the Transformer sets or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they had a 6 card. There was 6 battles on the card. Due to family issues, one of the battles got canceled because the one guy couldn't make it. Which was everybody was saying was gonna be the battle of the night. I was looking forward to it. That battle was T-Top versus Easy the Block Captain. Easy the Block Captain is a up and coming rapper. T-Top been around for a minute and everything. I just got back into battle rap, so I don't know, like, I don't have like logistics on like numbers of years and stuff like that. I just like T-Top. I was excited for that battle. The card was Goods versus Geechee Gotti, K-Shine versus Pat Stay, Arsenal versus Jerry West, Chilla Jones versus B-Dot.
Okay.
Ill Will versus Danny Myers, and it was T-Top versus Easy the Block Captain. And so that battle that I just spoke about didn't make it on the card. They started from the bottom up for the card, it looked like the Goods and Geechee Gotti was the main event.
Cause you know what's funny? Out of all of those you named, I only know one person in each battle. It's like the T-Top, okay, yeah, I know him. That other nigga he rapping against, I don't know who.
Easy to block.
I'm like, I don't know who the fuck any of these other people are.
I thought Jerry West had been out for a minute, but I think he's new as well. But Pat State been around for a minute. Like, I'm going to get to each battle because I saw the whole thing. Look, check me out. So, Ill Will versus Danny Myers was a decent battle. Mm-hmm. It was good. I think they scored that battle 2-1. Ill Will, my personal. I feel like Danny Myers had it, but I just feel like T-Top. I mean, not T-Top. I just feel like Ill Will was... he came more prepared for the battle. Like, mm-hmm. his aggression was higher. Okay. His punches was harder. He was just hitting on a different level than what Danny Myers could come back from. And me and my brother was talking and said that, you know, could have... he was good. Danny Myers was good defensively. Mm-hmm. And he was all right offensively. And Ill Will was also good defensively and better offensively.
Okay.
So it's like he had both the defense and he overpowered on mm-hmm. offense. So it was that was a good battle. Wasn't very exciting. Mm-hmm. They was like, you know, battle rappers would be like, yeah, let's go set the night off. I was just like, it's alright. It was alright. I wasn't mad. It was alright. Then they did Arsenal and Jerry West, and that battle was probably my favorite battle of the night. Mm-hmm. I was really, really, like, Arsenal was going crazy. Jerry West was also going crazy, but you could tell that Arsenal had been here before. And it was just like, he was just hitting them over the head. And it was like, Jerry West was, like, trying something. Mm-hmm. But he just couldn't, he couldn't get it. But Jerry West came to play. And I was talking to my bro on this one as well, when it was like, yo, if you get 30'd in a battle, it don't necessarily mean that you was weak in that battle. Mm-hmm. It just mean, in some cases, it can mean that the person you was battling was just that good. Mm-hmm. So, was anybody really expecting Jerry West to beat Arsenal? A lot of people was like, you know, maybe, but I like, no, Arsenal been going crazy since Kings versus Queens.
Right.
We'll have a segment about that later. Chilla Jones versus B Dot was good. That was really good. Mm-hmm. Really slow, cause they both some scheming ass rappers and stuff like that. So they be like setting. They take a long time to get to their points, but B Dot does it faster. Mm-hmm. He's more exciting to watch than Chilla Jones. Chilla Jones is like talking to like
chill.
Nah. If you can imagine Ben Stein rapping.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
But it's really slow but it's complex and it's really like his rhymes is really good. Just B Dot is just a little quicker. His energy is higher and everything like that. That was a good battle. I gave it to B Dot. B Dot was like he didn't really give the performance he wanted, so he gave it to Chilla. So I don't know how they're gonna rank that battle. K-Shine versus Pat Stay, which was the match I was looking forward to the most. Just baffled me how bad Pat Stay is.
Ew.
And I was just like, bro, K-Shine.
Oh, okay.
And then when K-Shine came back, I was just like, bro, I really like K-Shine. Mm. And I was just like, bro, compared to the last couple, like, he been on the card for the past couple battles, like over the past couple months.
Right.
You know, and he been tearing folks' head off.
Right.
And not saying that he ain't tear past their head off. I was just like, I was left one more. Right. And like, seeing them battles before and everything, I was left one more. And you could say that, I don't know. I was just like, past their for, K-Shine was like, he was his top five. And I was just like, nigga, where? Like, I don't know, like, bro. And like, I was just unimpressed. I was...
Right.
Probably he's probably the most unimpressive person, the battler that I've seen. And like, I was just like, bro, why is everybody giving you these, this clout? And he did have a couple of things where he was like rhyming like really well. And I was like, you should have been doing that the whole thing.
Right.
But Kayshawn got that one, 30. And he been balling. Main event was Goods versus Geechee Gotti. Wasn't really a Goods fan. Especially after seeing Geechee go against Charlie Clips in a couple battles prior to this. I was really thinking that Geechee was going to pull it off. Let me get a sip of my drink. Hold on. Thought Geechee was going to pull it out. But Goods came out and was just like, I had never seen Goods like this.
Mm-hmm.
He was rapping. And then I just watched the interview with him, and he was like, niggas didn't think I could do it. But I mean, you just asking me to come in here and rap, like, that ain't what we do. Like, I ain't gotta lock down no crowd or nothing. You just want me to rap? Right. And when he broke it down like that, I was like, dog, man, he made that shit sound like we just asked him to come in here and fix a cup of water. And I was just like, it was entertaining. He was spitting that shit. It was a good battle. Geechee lost that. Geechee lost that. It was decent. If you want to be a part of these battles, you can watch them with me. You can download the app Caffeine. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a battle like every month. It's like wrestling. It's like they pay-per-view, and they have a battle every month. Now, I don't think they're going to do nothing in December. I'm not sure. I ain't heard nothing. They ain't say nothing. They said that was going to be that was their last thing for the year. So we'll see what they do next year. And everything, but if you get the URL, I think it's the app, then you could, you know, you could down, you could watch. I think it's like $7.99, you know what I'm saying? Just saying, if you ain't like that, I'm like, y'all, I'll be watching it. So, but that's battle news.
Battle news, all right.
It's battle news, you know what I'm saying? Gang shit.
Straight gang shit. Okay, yeah, I ain't watched none of the battles this week, even just because usually, like, I hear you watching them and it makes me want to watch them. I didn't really get like that reaction out of you.
I don't
want
to watch none of these over. None of them. I was like, I mean, maybe the Goods, but not because it was a good back and forth, but because I was just like, I was really impressed with Goods. I don't want to say it like good. I didn't I like Goods not talented or nothing like that, but for me, not knowing that he had that kind, like, coming from that aspect, I want to see more Goods. It's like, bro, why you always, they always telling him to come outside? Like, if you're as good as you were here, why you not out? Like, you know what I'm saying? I heard Kayshawn call him out. I think Kayshawn's next one might be Daylight. No, he said he's not battling Daylight. I don't know who he said he had next, but it might be Goods. I'm excited about that.
Okay.
If it happens. But that's battle news. Twice. You know what I'm saying? And I got we got round two for them. I'm gonna light up round two. What's happening?
We are back.
We still here.
Our second hypothetical question, and this one came from me to Cousin, and it was, what is the craziest thing that has ever happened to you while you were asleep but you're in the bed by yourself? So Cousin don't know what I'm gonna say, so it's gonna be very hilarious. So the other night, I'm in the bed, you know, sleep, and I'm turning over, and you're about to get a whole lot of information from me, so if you wasn't prepared to hear it, then it's too damn bad. So I was turning over, and as I was turning over, I smacked myself in the face with my titty. She say fuck. I was like, are you serious? Smacked myself in the face with my own titty.
Did you think it was a spirit?
No, it was not a spirit.
Show yourself, apparition. Oh, that's my titty.
It was no spirit.
Funny.
Yes.
Funny.
So that was that. That's what sparked this whole question.
My thing. I was asleep, laying on my back, and it felt like somebody thumped me in my eye.
What?
In my sleep, I woke up. I was sure somebody was up standing over me like, pop. And I would rub my eye like something must have fell from the ceiling. Nothing. You talk about being freaked out.
Oh, wow.
Especially with all the spooky shit I be watching. I was like, yo.
Oh, my goodness.
But as long as Axton don't bark at some shit I can't see, I'm good. What Red Fox said, I cut a ghost.
Like, I ain't scared of no damn ghost.
Scared no ghost, nigga. Ghost standing around here with his neck slash.
I'm like, oh shit. Oh, and for all our women listeners out there, hi, I'm pretty sure you can relate to this. If you don't sleep with a bra on, woke up, had a tank top on, the whole strap to the tank top was off. Was my whole titty was outside my tank top.
I don't know how it happened. I'd be mad as hell, man.
Imagine waking up and half your drawers is on.
I don't have, but
it's like
y'all go through so much. Blessings. Y'all gotta deal with so much.
I just was like, what in
my
the
titties don't hit me in the face.
I'm like, what the fuck, bitches? You finna go make breakfast or some shit? Like, why are you not where you supposed to be?
I was sleeping and my boss slapped me in the neck. Nah, it ain't popping. No, my body will not harm me intentionally.
Oh my
you
god.
You can't even trust your body.
I can't.
My body's turned against me. And fucking you up in your sleep.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hold it. Look, scratch. Right,
I don't know. Y'all always scratch. Get scratched in your sleep.
I don't
sleep.
Know. I beat the shit out of myself while I'm sleeping.
Now y'all, because y'all hate y'all self.
What? No, fool. I don't know. I'm not, even though I love my nails, because I cut them every week, like I'm used to them being short, so when I do
scratch,
so when I scratch, so they started to grow back.
Turn the flesh off your body, you can't even feel it.
I woke up one morning, I had a whole chunk of face gone, scratched it.
I don't know how you don't feel that. That's your body.
Don't feel it while I'm asleep.
Y'all ridiculous.
My ass woke up, now I go wash my face. That hot ass teller, yeah. What the fuck? I had to come. I'm like, oh shit, no, I can't go outside like this. I gotta cover this up with some makeup.
If anything touch my body in my sleep, I feel it. Let me tell you something. Axton had been outside, you know, and he had a little prickly thing and stuff. And he had one of them chips in the bed, woke me up out of my sleep. Oh. I was wide awake.
Yeah, so that was,
Talk about you scratch the chunk out your face.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I'm always scratching myself.
I got some funny stories. One time I was asleep and my dad came over. I was at my mom's house and I was asleep. And my dad got in the bed. I had slept on a futon because I, you know what I'm saying, the way my room was set up. And then my dad laid on the futon beside me while I was asleep. And all I know is it's like, yo, something just got in the bed with me. I turned around, this big old man in the bed with me. I jumped up out the bed. This nigga, I had dreads. Now he was laying on one of my dreads. And I pulled one of my dreads out, and I didn't know who was in the bed. And he talking about some good morning. You shouldn't be asleep this long. Anything can happen to you. And I just like,
who let you in?
He was like, well, I just had to go talk to my mom later. Like, why y'all keep letting him downstairs when I'm asleep? And he used to always do shit like that to me when I was sleeping.
Yeah, that was funny, man.
I had a dream. It was a snake in my bed.
Yeah, I remember your snake dream.
Somebody gonna come back. Somebody's gonna comment and be like, "That's something scary about reading dreams or something." No, you had a snake in your bed?
Oh no!
No, you know what that means.
No, I don't. Don't tell me. That was like when I had that dream. You're gonna find out our fears right now because the snakes, spiders. I had a dream that it was a big ass fucking tarantula in the bed with me, and I am at home. Cousin is out of town, so it's just me and Axton at home. And I promise you, I was calling for Axton, the Lord. I think I yelled out my nephew name. He was only like 8. He don't even live with
me.
I was just calling for help, and I promise. I felt that shit was in my bed. I got up, turned the lights on, moved the mattresses. Like, this shit was in the bed with me. Like, no, I don't.
Vivid. Boy, the brain is a crazy contraption.
The scariest dream I've probably had was when I lived out west and I had a dream that the house was on fire.
Well, my dream.
Because this dream, because my room was upstairs.
It was on Kaminsky. Okay.
So I'm upstairs, I'm in my room asleep, the door's closed, and like I'm hearing noise and it's getting hot, and I hate to be hot when I'm asleep. So imagine a fire, right? I wake up, you know, I see smoke, it's, you know, it's hot, I'm seeing flames, and, you know, so I'm like, but my grandma out of the house, you know, my dad not at home, it's just me, I'm upstairs asleep, and I'm coming downstairs, and when I get to the bottom of the stairs, because the kitchen is like right to the left of me, not even like 15 feet. And the fucking gas line explodes. The stove explodes. And I'm like right there. Literally 10 steps out the door. Could probably be three due to the situation. But that shit felt so real. I'm talking about woke up. Sweat went downstairs. I checked the stove, checked the gas lines, turned the lights on. Like, what's the thermostat on? Let me check the hot water. I was para fucking annoyed. I don't think I went back to sleep that night.
When we were staying on Kaminsky, I had a dream that the rapture happened. And you don't talk about the house being hot.
Outside.
The niggas is floating in the air and everything. The sky got like a sepia kind of tint to it. And me, my cousin, and my friend is just in the room. And then here I am, a preacher's kid, trying to figure out why I ain't floating in the air. Because you want to talk about a nightmare. wait a minute. Surely I have a ticket.
Turn the stance of American Dad when he ain't get raptured.
Because, man, boy, you just say, I was just... As a church kid, that's probably the spookiest dream I've had. Like in my adult years that I can remember, like right. My ass be forgetting dreams like right after.
Oh no, I remember my dreams. Childhood dream used to scare the shit out of me. I used to have reoccurring dreams. One was that, you know, I had Barbie dolls. You know, I had dolls. I had Barbie dolls, and it was either a couple of those fake Barbie dolls in there, you know, heads and stuff, and legs used to pop off and all that stuff. But I had this dream that they were trying to kill me. Like, it was a plot for them to kill me. And one night, I get up. You know, in the middle of the night, you know, I'm going to the bathroom. And I open the bathroom. And these little niggas is in the bathroom having a fucking meeting. Like, with my picture. And, like, talking about their plans trying to kill me. And I walk in on them. And it's just like, they're like, get her! And then I'm like running around like all over the house, like trying to run away from these dolls.
Cause it's like Toy Soldier.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Did they play that war song by Edwin Starr?
They did not play the war song. And then I had another one that one of the Muppets kidnapped me and was trying to make me his wife.
That's funny. That's stupid.
And I was trying to get away from.
Cause really, it's the man that's making the mouth move. Talking about, you go come with me. Puppeteer trying to take you down.
No, it was the actual Muppet itself.
That's scary.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's why.
That's like it was nothing attached to it. He was moving by itself. That's a poltergeist. Some type
those
of
those were like my childhood recurring. Those were. But my dreams, I hated nightmares so bad, I started making myself dream about what I was
talking
about.
My mom told me, like, just think about Mickey Mouse. My mom was this. Mama had nightmares. It wasn't nightmares. Stop having them. How am I supposed to do that? Think about Mickey Mouse or something. And then I ain't had no nightmare. Until that rapture dream. I was not thinking about Mickey Mouse on that night. That's when I came up here and started drinking with you. And that devil water.
Really? You gonna try to blame this on me? Best thing
ever. All right, we sidetracked. Well, I don't even remember what the fucking hypothetical was.
It was the craziest thing that's ever happened to you in your sleep.
Dreams happen when we sleep, so I guess we didn't stray that far. Anything else, cousin?
No, I think that was it. Y'all got any crazy dreams? Crazy dream stories?
Crazy sleep happenings?
Like, sleep happenings? You have night terrors?
No, don't tell us about those.
Yeah, we know we don't want the night terrors.
Don't tell everybody about night terrors.
Mm-mm, I don't want y'all to pass that shit to me. I already have enough problems as
it is. I don't
want to
read that shit.
Right. But, got any crazy sleep stories? Any, you know, crazy happenings while you sleep? You know the email, cousintimepodcast@gmail.com. And then, you know, we'll be back for another segment or two. We'll see what happens.
Welcome back. What's happening?
Alrighty, so now, this segment is called Boy Shut the Fuck Up, where I tell niggas to shut the fuck up because I don't like what they say. Or I don't agree with them, and whatever they say is just so ridiculous that I'm just like, shut the fuck up. So, perusing Facebook as I do all day, I came across this statement made by Snoop Dogg in XXL. And it says, Snoop Dogg doesn't agree with Cardi B's WAP. It encourages women to have privacy and leave things to the imagination. Let's have some, you know, privacy, some intimacy where he wants to find out as opposed to you telling him. Now, the reason why I'm telling Snoop to shut the fuck up is because women in music always, like, you have to look and act and be a certain way, whereas opposed to niggas who rap, it don't matter what you look like. It's hella ugly ass rappers that can talk about how they get their dicks up, when they get their dick, what they want you to do to it, what they, it's like, it's always this whole thing. But then as soon as a female rapper comes out with something just as raunchy as what any man can do, then it turns to, oh, you don't know how to be a lady and blah blah blah, and why don't you just leave it to the imagination and blah blah blah. Like, shut the fuck up. What do you want? I don't, help me understand. I can understand
Snoop Dogg's living in the same situation that a lot of people living in. We have everybody have a line that they're supposed to walk on. And as a male, I'm supposed to walk on this line in order to be a male. And as a female, you're supposed to walk on this line in order to be a female. Now, we're okay with hoes being hoes, because hoes are hoes. But I guess for him saying everybody being a hoe now. So it's like females who really weren't showing that side out, you know, out in the open, are now the whatever y'all had to hide behind in the past is not there anymore.
Okay.
And it's old heads or whatever, or people who are traditional or whatever, because like Snoop Dogg would be okay with hoes being hoes in his videos, but like then, you know, he said like, yo, my girls don't act like that. But then when your daughter come up and then she's singing WAP, and it's just like, because I was just having the same issue where it's like, yo, my nephew got a cell phone, and I'm like, yo, I'm having to have a cell phone talk with my nephew and he 10. And it's like, it's just things are happening at a fast pace. And it's probably Snoop Dogg saying that as like, now look. But I mean, like, the rap artists are getting younger. The rap artists getting younger and sex sales. What do you think the industry is pushing? I mean, it's just,
my whole thing is, I can't, if you are somebody,
I don't think Snoop gets to say that.
I don't, exactly.
It can't come from Snoop.
You do not have any jurisdiction when it comes to this.
Because the girls who leave it to the imagination, even though WAP is out, those girls are still going to leave it to the imagination. You're not
just because I'm singing a song I like the song.
Right.
Just because I'm singing fucking 50 Cent. I'm not out here really shooting niggas.
No, I shoot niggas.
Sure. I'm the only villain on this. I'm like, just because I'm singing a song and I'm appreciating or enjoying the music doesn't necessarily.
It's still art.
Necessarily mean that I'm out here, you know, landing low and spreading it wide so everybody can see my business. Like, that's not how that works. And if you don't like the song, you don't like the song.
WAP is just saying, I have this. It's not saying that this is how I live my everyday.
Right, it's just saying, hey, look what I got over here.
And it's just like, in case you didn't know.
Got some wet-ass vagina.
It's wet over here. And bring a raincoat. And it's like, thank you for telling me.
Right, I'm prepared now more so when to know what I'm going
to
get.
What you need to be mad at is the girls that singing and lying. Because it's some of y'all lying.
Anyway.
I need a lion up there, right here.
Shut up. Shut up. We're not doing that. Shut up. No. I hate you. But anyway, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you, Snoop, do not have...
Like, if that came from, like, Lupe, maybe, you know what I'm saying? It had to be somebody like Snoop. You didn't have too many butt naked hoes in your video.
Like, bro, the whole cover of your album... The one nigga sucker, doggy style. Like, for real, the name of your album is named after a whole ass sexual position.
Sexual.
So, yeah, they made a song. It's this version. My reaction to that,
I don't think Snoop could say it. I feel like because our kids are so... They right next to it now. Like, my mom didn't let me listen to Doggy Style when I was a kid, and they didn't play it on the radio. And so it was like my mom had like full control over that. But it's like, yo,
our parents were different.
The world was different.
It was.
So what? WAP? They not playing WAP on the radio. They ain't gonna edit that for the fucking radio.
Yes, they do.
I'm talking about back when we was like, back that ass up. That was racy, but that wasn't with some wet ass pussy.
Back that thing up for a long time. That's all I knew was the words, and then it was like.
But I'm saying that was 2000. I'm talking like Doggy Style came out
80s.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, that was late 80s, early 90s. Don't quote me. 92.
Yeah, I'm high. Nah, that's why I'm going to blame it.
I don't care about the day when that album came out. But he just should have shut the fuck up on that situation, in my opinion.
I feel like he could have told... I feel like that's a situation he should be teaching his girls and not trying to get everybody to hear that. That's not for everybody. You don't have how Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion decide to make their money is how they make their money. How you raise your kids is how you raise your kids. So if you don't want your kids out there walking around, your females walking around with the WAP and telling everybody they got the WAP, then you need to address your female children to say
girl cousin.
Girl. Yes. I don't know. your girls, you need to address your girls and be like, that's not how we conduct ourselves. If that's what you want to do, but I don't feel like you put placing your values on the whole gender
is just controlling. It's just annoying when it's like,
cause
they is grown ass women, and if that's what they want to talk about, that's what they want to talk about. It's up to you. As a parent, and I don't know, parents not gonna be there 100% of the time to catch everything that you do, to stop you from doing everything, because you're gonna get around your friends, you're gonna be around other people, you're gonna hear it. It's certain things you just not gonna get away from, but you can definitely minimize what you don't want your kids to see or be a part of while they living in your house. It was certain things I couldn't listen to and I couldn't watch. Staying with my mom when I was growing up. That's just how much I couldn't watch South Park. It was too... South Park was too crazy. Mm-hmm. It was like... It was just certain things that I couldn't watch. Now, if I go over cousin's house or I'm at a friend's house and they watching it, then yeah, I'm gonna watch it. Mom can't control that situation. Mm-hmm. But she can control it as long as it's in her house. And if you feel like you don't want your kids to listen to it, then monitor what they listen to.
It's not even about that. Because if you, the only thing that blocking your child from doing something is just, if you don't teach them why you're blocking it, you can like the foundations that resonated the most with me were the ones that I fell through and learned on my own because I was able to apply them to that situation. So it's like, if you're not giving me nothing to apply to the situation.
Oh, no, I'm not saying just completely, just like, no, you can't watch this, you can't do this. Why? Because I said so. I hate that shit. It's like, hey, you can watch this one. You're not old enough. You're not an adult. This is adult content. You're not supposed to be a part of this. But it's nothing.
But like, what's adult content now? I mean, I understand, like, what's adult content. But yeah. I'm like you put all of these restrictions on everything. And it's just like because it's so tangible now, it's like I was saying, like, my nephew can go and look up the same stuff I look up. Maybe while I'm not at his house, he got a friend or somebody over there don't have the same restrictions.
Same thing with my nephew.
So it's like, when is it okay to talk and say, like, yo, this is what it is?
I don't know. It's just different because we didn't have this great access to the internet. The internet was, to our parents, scary. It was terrifying. Nobody knew what it was. It was just online. Parents thought that if you turned on a computer, somebody was going to come to your house and kidnap you and steal you. Like, you was going to get trafficked into sex. Like, you was going to get robbed. Somebody was going to... Like, internet was very scary. The only people on the internet were, like, rapists, pedophiles, thieves, drugs, alcohol, gangs, sex. That was the internet.
And the adults was there.
And
the
adults,
right. Like, and we there. But y'all can't come.
The internet was only safe if you were at school in a computer lab. That was when the internet was safe. So, us growing up and growing with the internet is way different than the shit already being here. Mm-hmm. And because every aspect of our lives is pretty much connected to the internet, you can't say, oh, you can't get on the internet. No. That means I can't use my phone. I can't use the computer. I can't use the TV. Yeah. The damn washing machine connected to the Bluetooth. The refrigerator tell me when I'm out of milk. Goddamn, we got Alexa and Google Home, Siri. Like, everything, the internet is integrated into damn near everything in our lives. The cars can't fucking run if we don't have it. So, them and their access to it and how they can maneuver through it and find things is way different than where we are. So yeah, it's technically, it's scarier now because we grew up with it, so we know what to expect and what to look for.
I guess we learned the basics. We learned what not to look for from, like, actually having to look for it.
Right.
Like, there was actually a man in a van
right
outside where I was at. Like, no, he right there. Like, I ain't had to worry about nobody, like, luring me to the van because the van was right there. Like, no, this is what you need to look out for. That nigga right there.
Everybody knew who the fuck to stay away from. In the hood, it's like, such and such got you, stay away. Don't go in no goddamn white vans.
And I think, like, that's why when we were introduced to the internet, then it was like,
everybody was learning it together.
Right. And we was like, okay, I already know what to stay away from. And if this is similar to that, like, yo, man, you over here being real crazy. Why your name unknown? You know what I'm saying? And we in the group chat with everybody got their name. And it's like, yo, it's just like, and now it's like, it's like unseen, man, because you could be anybody.
Oh, yes. Catfish, hello?
I'm done with this. This is too scary. Too scary!
But, yeah, so that was, we got a little bit straight. You know, this is what me and cousin do, but, you know.
Hope you enjoy.
If you also forgot what we talked about, I'm gonna shoot Snoop Dogg. Shut the fuck up, boy. With that bullshit.
It's cool.
Talking about... It's just certain things that we don't need your opinion on.
I feel like your morals should be applied at home, and you should let people design their art. You know what I'm saying? And
it was niggas that came out against him when he back then. For his lyrics and talking about.
Yeah, I remember. So it was like, let me paint my picture. This is my art. But, you know. So it's my art. So I just like, yeah, it's just, let them paint, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? If the picture isn't suitable for the people that you see right there, then holla at that. But I mean, like, Yeah. You can't address it as a whole because it's too big.
Yeah. It's just one of those things that it just irritates me because it's like, you got two women, adults, grown, doing it. I was like, you mad that I'm talking about what I got when I got to listen to you talk about your shit. And then you want to talk about my shit, too.
So but it's they came at Uncle Luke and all that stuff, too. So, I mean, like...
I was just saying, like, in that sense, if you gonna talk about it, then talk about it in every aspect. Like, every year, like, Kaya came out with My Neck, My Back in early 2000s when nobody was really talking to, like, suck this push just like you should, like, eat my ass. Nobody was talking about that in the early 2000s.
I just told you. You can calm down.
What do you mean? I'm just saying, like, those are the words of the song. Like, I don't remember, like, I remember some backlash, like, oh my God, but...
I don't want to say raunchy. It was really, like, she was pushing the envelope for females because, like,
right.
It was like, yo, like, what? You said do what?
It's like, people just do these things. We don't talk about
that. Yeah, no, we don't talk about it out loud. Exactly. You just telling me to do what on the radio? Girl, you nasty. And my kids is in the car. My nigga. Like, y'all turn. Get out.
Not show nothing.
Get out. Dad, we on the street. We gonna park the car. Get out the
we
car.
We got to pray right now.
Turn this down.
No, but so yeah, like that was like, you know, because when the song came out, it was a whole bunch of shit around it. I'm like, look, if that's what they want to do, guess what? Change the station.
Man,
you in the year of 2020, well, even though it's not saying much, have the ability to listen to any music you want to at any moment. If you want to listen to 90s fucking adult alternative rock music for the rest of your life, you can do that and never know what any song comes out. My playlist is songs at least 20 years old.
I'm probably 85% sure that statement was made because Snoop is seeing, like, the youth and seeing what the lyrics are as an adult, because when he made his stuff, he was in his youth doing what they doing, so he's just an old head talking to the young, like, yo, we gotta change. And it's like, you can't expect them to get it because you ain't get it. But as an old head in the game, maybe he required to just say something. I was having this conversation. Look, we strained again. I was having a conversation with my sister, like, yo, and like, I'm just required to say something to you because I have that information. And it's like, we could do better. And maybe that's what he's saying, not saying that you need to cage it and shut it off, or maybe like, yo, like, package it better. But it's like, you can't, but then all you're gonna say is, you did your thing, got where you at because of how exactly. You did. And it's like, I don't know. And it's like a circle.
It's
a circle. Life is a circle.
I'm like, I understand.
Life is the youth not listening to the adults and then making the same mistakes and trying to tell the youth not to make the same mistakes that they made.
Yeah. I know everybody has an opinion on it, whether they like it, hate it, don't listen to it, whatever. Everybody has an opinion on it. I just
don't. You want my opinion? What? I'm mad I can't sing it. Mad I can't sing it, man. That's like, that's a good song, man. I had to turn it every time. I'm like, I can't do nothing with this. I cannot ride down the street and be like, nah, that's not me. It's can't, I can't
because
do it.
You could get away with, like,
if Shorty
the
in
first,
the car,
you could say, the only thing you can say
there's
is,
some
like,
holes in
it. Right,
that's
like,
it. And I got
to
say,
certified freak.
Nuh-uh. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to even say that
you
part.
Can't you say that?
Because you're going to get started. It's going to snowball.
Let me tell
I'm going to learn the whole verse. Am I have to go be in here competing with y'all?
Because first of all, I love Meg Thee Stallion. And when it be like, gobble me, swallow me, drip, I'm like, yes, I know that. I almost got this shit. Like, I almost got all of it. But my favorite part in that song is her beginning of her singing. She's like, Yon, I'm a freak bitch. That is the funniest shit in the world to me. It's like, it's just be in court. Imagine you in court and the defendant is over here. And then it's like, you know, do you have something to say? And like, yes. And like, Yon, I'm a freak bitch. What?
Just can you put that on the record? Did the Sonata forget?
I didn't actually. I just had to let you know. I got to let the court know. Like, Yon, I'm a freak bitch. Like,
put that
like,
on the record.
Yes, then like switch my wigs, make him feel like he's cheating. I felt that. I have lots of wigs.
Shut your ass up.
And I take, and not being the motherfuckers, be like, yeah, I'm a different Samantha today.
Cut it out.
But yes, no, but yeah, that was my, that cool. Was the.
I appreciate what it does for female music, but like at the end of the day, if you don't like it, don't listen to it.
That's
the thing. Is like if you with your friends and y'all do a thing and you be like, nah, man, I don't fuck with that. Wop. That's your opinion. You know, you can't right. put your opinion on everybody. Be yeah. like everybody should have your opinion.
Yeah.
I don't rock.
Like
with
you have an opinion. Margarita. I get it. I'm just Margarita. But yeah, so you know.
That will shut the fuck up.
So, you've reached the end of this week's episode.
Cousin time.
But don't worry, we'll be back next week. You know, feel free to send us any questions, comments, concerns, have any responses to the topics we talked about today, have topic suggestions. You know, want to tell us what a wonderful job we're doing. Hmm. Also, want to help support this podcast to keep it
in tip-top shape.
In shape every fucking week. Send us emails at Cousin Time Podcast. That is CUZZINTIME podcast@gmail.com.
Hey, you like what you heard today? Share it with your friends.
Please.
Tell them to listen.
And tell them to share.
If they like it, tell them to share. And then tell them to get to us and tell us what to talk about.
Listen.
I like to talk. But unfortunately, the blunt is done. Yes. And a nigga hungry and I got the munchies.
Yes.
So now
yes.
I have to eat.
Yes. And in order for us to keep eating, we have to keep coming up with ways to make money. So next week, stay tuned to find out what new thing I've gotten myself into. No, I'm just playing. But,
all right.
For real, thank y'all. As we for love y'all. Time,
I've been he cousin.
This is she cousin.
And we have the power.